Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, branding, money breakthroughs and business coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. Well, for those of you who follow along on my blog, you'll notice that my recent article has just gone out and it's called 5 Reasons Why Your Social Media Efforts Aren't Working. And the first reason that I talk about is confusing social media marketing with traditional marketing. And what often happens here is where people are promoting their products and their services, but that's all they're doing. The communications and the messages that they're sending out to all of the people on their network, whether it be through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, it's all about them and hoping to sell and promote their products and services. Now, if that's something that you're doing, you need to be aware that this really is traditional marketing. It's trying to saturate the marketplace with messages about our products and services in the hope that we're going to interrupt someone's attention and grab someone's attention and that they come across and they read further and that they invest. But with social media, it's really all about building relationships. It's building trust, likability, integrity with your followers, and not making it all about you. And so someone asked me the question, and this is something that many, many people ask, is, okay, if it's not all about me, what other pieces of information can I share that's going to allow me to still connect and build relationships of integrity and trust so that it really is very social and not that traditional marketing of interruption and getting all of the sales and promotional messages out there in front of your network? Well, for instance, say you're a restaurant owner. And typically you've been sending out events, special events and things that are coming up in the hope that people are going to book in and come and sample your amazing meals and food. Some of the things that you can contribute, and again, it's all about information sharing and being helpful, is what about talking about some of the favorite recipes or some of the recipes that you've had or one of your chef has made, maybe not giving away the secret sauce, but at least talking about some of those recipes and how, if you're at home, you can create something similar. So you almost create like a restaurant experience, but in your own home. Now, I know a lot of people, women and maybe men too, who love to cook, are going to implement some of those and try out some of those recipes. You can take it even a step further by saying, okay, so if you've cooked this particular recipe, why don't you take a photo, take a snapshot of that wonderful meal on its plate and post it to our Facebook business page. Let's have a look, you know, who has the best looking dish on that particular recipe. Some other ideas is photos of the surrounding sites to your restaurant. Maybe there are some fantastic landmarks that people can come and view. And while they're there, they come and stop in your cafe or come and have a drink or come and have a meal there as well. So what you're doing is you're actually sharing some wonderful information and pictures about what's going on in your local community. You may also want to ask people on your business Facebook page or even on Twitter, what's one of their favorite recipes? What's something that they love to cook, their family loves to cook, and talk about that and sharing the recipe, maybe sharing photos. And what you might like to do is to have a number of people upload their favorite recipe and favorite meal and have a photo, and people on your Facebook page can like which one that they think is the best one. So again, you're getting some interaction there from people. So you can see that just by contributing that little pieces of information, it is going to be helpful, it's relevant to their needs, and it's not all about, hey, come to our restaurant or hey, buy our products and our services. You're sharing and you're interacting and you're participating with your crowd. Now, that was just a couple of ideas. When you step into your creative zone, there are, no matter what industry that you're in, no matter what service or product you are selling, when you step into your creative zone, you can think of lots of different ways that you can share great, relevant information with the people who are following you. Because you know what? You are the one that they get to know, like, and trust. So even though you may not be promoting your product or service, if you were the restaurant not promoting, come and book in, you know, for dinner here at our restaurant, you are still sharing that message. So people are getting to know, like, and trust you, which, as I mentioned before, is very, very important. So that's just a couple of tips on what you can do.